It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio, your NPR news station. Good morning. I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining us now is Michigan Radio senior news analyst Jack Lessenberry with a look at some of the region's top news stories of the week. There's been a lot of talk in some circles about how this election might be rigged and that the potential for voter fraud is high. Detroit U.S. Attorney Barbara McQuaid has appointed a federal prosecutor to keep an eye on things in Michigan during Election Day, but it sounds like that's a pretty standard move during a federal election. Do you think we'll see any trouble at the polls?
Well, there's no possibility of voter fraud. That is sort of a great myth. But what I am concerned about is Trump supporters going and hassling people, or there have been cases in Michigan of sort of intimidation of people telling African-American and minority voters that if they have any kind of outstanding warrant that they're going to arrest them when they vote, which is certainly not true. And so we might get some rowdiness of that kind because Trump has sort of called on his people to be unofficial poll watchers. But I'll keep my fingers crossed we have nothing of the sort.
A grand jury has indicted a Clinton Township trustee for allegedly taking about $70,000 in bribes from an unnamed company. Dean Reynolds was already charged earlier this month for taking thousands of dollars in bribes from another company. Turns out he's just one official who's been charged so far as part of the FBI's investigation into systematic corruption in Southeast Michigan. Jack, what's going on over there?
Well, they also said they were especially concerned with Macomb County, which seems to be sort of a strange island unto itself. There's been a lot of allegations of these kinds in Macomb for a long time. I'd recommend anybody to look at Chad Selesky, who is sort of a longtime Macomb reporter. He has a blog called politicscentral.org and sort of goes into these things in depth. There's a different political culture in Macomb County, and it's not always the most savory culture. I'm not saying that other areas of the state are immune to this, but I suspect that Dean Reynolds may just be the tip of the iceberg. It'll be sort of fascinating if you're into crime reporting to watch all this all unfold.
Jack, we've been talking about presidential candidates and their surrogates campaigning in Michigan for months now. At first, we thought it would slow down in August. That didn't happen. Now, there's just a few days to go till Election Day, and this past week alone, Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump, Trump's kids, and Mike Pence were all here. What do you think? Just another hallmark of a pretty unusual election season?
Well, Rebecca, the one thing we know for sure is that anything we thought would happen hasn't happened, and vice versa. Michigan has sort of unexpectedly, for the first time since 2000, become a key state in that both sides think they have a chance to win it. Now, Donald Trump has to pry loose one of the bricks from the great blue wall of states that are safe for the Democrats. He's trying in Michigan and Pennsylvania, and lately he's trying harder in Michigan. If Trump wins Michigan, it probably means he'll win the election. Michigan has voted Democratic in the last six elections. Most people think it still will this time, but clearly he seems to see he has a shot. So they're going to fight over Michigan very hard, right down to the wire.
All right, Jack, this is it. Next time you and I talk, Election Day will be over, and presumably we'll have a new president-elect. We'll also know the outcome of some pretty hot races right here in Michigan. How about one last roundup of races to watch in the Mitten State?
Well, there are two hot congressional races. The one in the 1st District, the Upper Peninsula, and the northern quarter of the Lower Peninsula. This is a dead heat between Lon Johnson, the former Democratic chair, and Jack Berman, who's a political unknown, former Marine Corps general. It's a mainly Republican district, but not exclusively so. There's also the 7th District in southeastern Michigan, where Gretchen Driscoll is giving incumbent Tim Walberg, a Republican, a real battle. If Democrats win one or both of those seats, it might indicate it's going to be a good night congressionally for them. And then I think in southeast Michigan, this regional transit authority proposal, which would connect city and suburban bus systems and have a whole network of fast buses with special lanes to go to and from the airport. This is something business interests very much want, that commuters very much want, but there's a lot of anti-tax people who are against it. So whether that succeeds or fails is going to determine a lot about the economic future of southeast Michigan. And those, other than the presidential race, will be the races I'm looking at.
Well, Jack, get plenty of rest this weekend because I think you're going to have a really long election day.
Well, as Mayor Daley used to say, vote early and often.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio senior news analyst. He joins us Saturday mornings to review the week's regional stories.